So I was just wondering, as I was sitting there, it's so funny, I had no idea Miriam was going to do this. And earlier today, I was like, I wish I had a sitka. I wish I could run away to a sitka. Because I just wanted to be with the Lord. I was in the middle of a whole lot of stuff today, and I was thinking about it being the Feast of Tabernacles, and I was like, man, I need a sitka. And so I want to talk a little bit about that a little bit more as Miriam talked. Like she said, I am Pastor Lisa, and I want to welcome you to our Thursday night, Thursday evening prayer time, and I'm just going to open with prayer. Lord, we thank you that you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you that we can gather here today in your name. Jesus, I declare that you are Lord. You're Lord over this place. You're Lord over us. And we welcome you, Lord, just to come, King of glory, and be Lord. Holy Spirit, we give you room. We give you permission to come and fan the flame in us that we may burn for the Lord anew tonight. Lord, I ask you for fresh oil and new wine to be poured out on us. Lord, I ask you to come and heal us in all the places that we need healing, spirit, soul, and body. Lord, I ask you to manifest your glory in this place tonight, that you would come and touch each one of us in a significant way, that we'll know that we know that we know that you know exactly where we are, and you know exactly what each one of us is going through. And Lord, most of all, I just thank you, Lord, that truly there is nothing that can separate us from your love. So Lord, I ask you to let your love, your deep heartfelt love, be poured out anew on each heart today and let them feel it in Jesus' holy name. So I can remember when I first heard a few years ago, I was a pastor on staff and some intercessors came and they wanted to set up a sitka. And I was like, what is that? And so they set up this sitka and they began to explain it, and it had the palms all over on the top, and what a sitka was a gathering place. It's actually supposed to be a happy place. It's a rejoicing place where they would rejoice because of the harvest. And what happens is the sitka, the farmers during harvest time slept in what they called a sitka. They didn't get to go home because it was harvest time, and they would work from sun up to sundown and even as late as they could because it was harvest time. And even Moses and the Israelites, when they were in the desert, like Miriam was saying, they built sitkas. It was a gathering place, and they had food, and it's a rejoicing place to be with your family and friends and give thanks to the Lord. And so I was pondering that today, that I just wanted this place where I could go and be alone with the Lord. And so I want to encourage you during this season that we're in, regardless of your nationality, to spend more time with the Lord, that he truly wants to tabernacle with us. He wants to be with us. You know, when Jesus was dying on the cross and he said, "It is finished," he had finished what he came to the earth to do. He said, "It is finished." And at that time, they said the veil was torn. And we know that because of the blood of Jesus, we can come boldly before the throne of God. And so I believe the Lord is waiting for us to come boldly before his throne and tabernacle and be with him. Not just to give him our prayer list, like, "Here, Lord, this is what I need you to take care of this week. Thank you. See you later. See you next Sunday." But a place where you go and you meet with the Lord, and he meets with you. You should have a room or a place in your house where you tabernacle with the Lord, that you meet with the Lord. That you're just not thinking about meeting with the Lord when you come to St. Andrew's or you go to church wherever you go to church. But there should be a place in your house that you know that this is where I meet with God. This is where I go to read my Bible and just sit and listen to the Lord. Because the Lord is speaking. He wants to speak to you. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow." And the way that you begin to know his voice is to begin to sit and listen to him and ask him to speak to you. So I really just kind of wanted to read, the scripture I wanted to go to tonight was Philippians 4. In this time of Thanksgiving and all that is going on in America and in the world, at this tabernacle, we're supposed to rejoice. You know, God is not surprised by anything that's going on in our life. He's not in heaven wringing his hands, saying, "Oh Lord, what are they going to do down there in America? I wonder what my people are going to do." But he's still on the throne, and he is still for you, and he hasn't changed his mind about one promise that he has for each one of us. So I just kind of wanted to encourage you tonight. And we're going to spend time. I just want to allow time for us to tabernacle with the Lord. If you wanted to come sit in the sukkah or just sit in your seat and let the Lord speak to you. But this is a time for rejoicing, whatever you're going through tonight. So I'm going to start with Philippians 4:6. And it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus." Be anxious for nothing. Be worried about nothing. Be concerned about nothing, but in everything, make your prayer and supplication known to God. And it says in verse 8, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." And so that's what I want to encourage you tonight, is to meditate on these things. Not on CNN and what's going on the news or the Weather Channel, but whatever things are true and whatever things are noble and just and anything that is praiseworthy. We're to meditate on these things. Meditate. Let it become a part of you. And it says, "Then the peace of God will guard your heart." Then you'll really be anxious for nothing. Because you are meditating on whatever things are pure, whatever things are just. Whatever things have good virtue. And what happens is, as our mind goes, as we begin to meditate on these things and they become a part of our heart, these outward things no longer concern us or bother us. And that's where the joy of the Lord comes and bubbles up out of your belly, that you can have joy in the midst of chaos. In the midst of everything falling apart at your house or in your family, the Lord's saying, whatever things are pure, whatever things are just, focus on these things. And in Proverbs 3, let me get back to it. Proverbs Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thy own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. As you're trusting in the Lord with your heart, with all of your heart, we're to trust on the Lord and lean not on our own understanding. And he will direct our path. So it tells us that the Lord has a strategy for your life. He has a plan for you. He wants to direct your path. He wants to order your steps. But so many times we want to order our own steps, and we want God to get in the midst of our steps, our plan. That we make our plan and we say, Lord, come and bless my plan because I'm going this way. And what happens is you can go this way, you can go left for a little while and everything's good. But the further you go left, when God say go right, it starts falling apart. You're like, well, it looked like a good plan. It looked like a good plan on purpose. But God says, I wanted you to go right. I had provision over here on the right for you, and you went left because it looked good. Because the enemy can make stuff look good, but a lot of times there's just smoke screen. All the time is actually smoke screen for the enemy. But he can dress it up really good. To get you distracted, to get you off course. And that's why the Lord says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God. Acknowledge him. Give thanks to him. Even when things are going bad, we're supposed to give thanks. Even when people hurt our feelings, we're supposed to go give thanks. We're supposed to count it all joy. I'm like, what? But they hurt, Lord, you saw they hurt me. They're talking about me over there. And the Lord says, count it all joy. Don't even worry about it. Whatever things are pure, whatever things are just, whatever things are holy, meditate on this. Don't meditate about what they're saying about you. But we keep pressing the replay button. But they said this about me, and they did this to me. Lord, what are you going to do? I want justice. I want righteousness. And the Lord says, whatever things are pure, whatever things are holy, whatever things are just, focus on this. So the Lord is working on our hearts, and he's working on our minds. But he's saying, what are you focused on? What are you meditating on? Because, you know, you can meditate on the news and meditate on all the stuff that's going on in America. And you can get in all these debates on social media. And you'll realize you start feeling worse and worse, and you're mad. And you're kicking the dog, and you're shushing the cat, and you're just mad. And you're like, I don't even know why I'm mad. I'm just mad. And somebody comes and cuts you off and or does something, and then your emotions are elevated because you've been bombarded with all this stuff. And then we want God to come and fix it. Lord, come and fix this. You see this mess, come and do something. And the Lord just says, lean not, my daughter, my son, lean not on your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge me. In all that you do, focus on whatever is pure, whatever is just, whatever is holy, whatever is worthy to give praise. That's how the Lord moves. He doesn't move by us complaining and moaning and crying out to the Lord. But when you begin to give thanks, when you begin to give praise, the Lord begins to move, because he begins to move your heart. And then your perspective begins to change. And you begin to see situations different, because you're meditating on the good things and not the negative things. And what happens is, when you start meditating on things that are pure and just and holy and praiseworthy, the biggest thing that happens is your speech begins to change. And the words that you begin to speak begin to change your situation. Because you start speaking like God's speaking. You start confessing those things, be not as though they are. And darkness has to part, because you start speaking truth into your situation. You start speaking light into darkness. And where you were complaining about your aches and pains and how bad you feel, you start like, hey, I feel pretty good. You know, my neck was bothering me, but it's not, you know, I was sick and couldn't do anything. And I started speaking and confessing that I'm the healed of the Lord. And I started feeling a little bit better. And so as you start with your heart and your meditation and your perception changes, your words begin to change. And the Lord says that he's given us power in our tongue. We have power to speak life or death, blessings or curses. And you know, everybody quotes that scripture in Proverbs that we can speak life or death. We have the power to speak life or death. But the other part of that scripture says, and you'll eat the fruit thereof. So some of y'all, the mess that you're in is because you've spoken it. And you've rehearsed it and you spoke it over and over and over and over and over and over. And you're like, Lord, where are you? And the Lord's like, what are you talking about? You got this cloud over you because you keep confessing how bad stuff is. And the angels, we have scribe angels. You know, you have a scribe angel that the Lord, that writes down everything you say? What about that? There are scribe angels that write down everything you say, every word. Good, bad, or ugly, it's written down. And the Bible says that we will give an account for every idle word. Lord, I repent for every idle word I've ever spoken. So, I mean, that needs to be a regular repentance. That we repent for every judgmental word, every idle word that we spoke, so that it can be covered by the blood. Because I don't want to get to heaven and they start saying, remember what you said about Sister So-and-so in 1980. I'm like, what? So I've learned to repent about my words. And sometimes I'm quicker to repent than other times. So sometimes I know it because the Holy Spirit will nudge me. I'm like, oh, I repent. I confess that. Especially when I'm talking to my kids, I'll confess some bad stuff. Just because I'm trying to teach them something, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm always telling my youngest daughter she's going to get fired because she does crazy stuff. I'm like, you're going to get fired. I'm like, oh, Lord, forgive me for saying that. I'm just trying to shake her awake to get her to do right. And I'm like, but the Lord's saying, but you're confessing it. Maybe I've given her favor that you don't know about, but you're confessing. And so I had to repent and find another way to bring correction so that she can do better. Because the enemy's always looking for a foothold to get in our life, to get us to curse ourselves or curse our stuff. So that he can say, God, you heard what they said. I can take that, right? They're so broke they can't pay attention, so I can mess with their memory, right? We give the enemy permission to mess with us by the words we speak. And so I just wanted to encourage you tonight with this word, to lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge God. And that to focus, to meditate on whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, are just, are pure, are lovely. That we're giving thanks at this time of the Feast of Tabernacle. That we're thanking the Lord for the little things in our life and the big things in our life. That we're giving more thanks than we're giving complaints. So that the Lord can actually move on our behalf when we speak words, when we speak His word, and we meditate on His word during this time. So I just want to give y'all a time to come and just sit in the sukkah or sit where you are and tabernacle with the Lord and give thanks and praise His name for what He's doing for you. And I believe some of you came here because you are anxious, because you are down. And so if you need physical healing in your body or you do feel anxious, I'm just going to ask you to stand up so that we can pray for you right where you are. If the enemy's just bombarded you this week, maybe you just forgot. And the enemy's just had a field day with you this week with your emotions. Hallelujah. So if you can, some of you just reach out to someone that's standing up and just lay a hand on them. Hallelujah. And the first thing I just want us to do is repent for letting our emotions get the best of us. So just in your own way, just repent. Just say, Lord, forgive me for letting my emotions lead me. If there's anybody that you need to forgive while you're standing there, just ask the Lord to give you grace to forgive them. Sometimes you don't even feel like it, but you need to just say, Lord, I forgive them. Lord, I choose. I am willing to forgive. Help me to forgive. Because what happens is if we don't forgive, the Lord can't forgive us, and it blocks our blessing. The Lord releases your blessing, but because of unforgiveness, it's halted by the principle of forgive me as I forgive others. So just choose to forgive. If you have offense against anyone, so Lord Jesus, hear our prayers. Lord, I ask you now, Holy Spirit, to come and comfort each person here tonight. Come and comfort them in the deepest parts of their heart, Lord. Come and comfort them, Holy Spirit, in a way that only you can. For you are the great comforter. Lord, come and heal our hearts. Heal our minds. Forgive us from any negative words that we have spoken against us, ourselves, or our household, or our family. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over each person standing here today. And Lord, I ask you to release your healing power, that you would come and heal them right there where they are. That you would come and touch them. that you would heal them, spirit, soul, and body, Lord. That you would come and put them in right alignment with you and your throne. And I just call your spirit man forward to come and commune with Abba Father, spirit to spirit. And I tell your soul to get behind your spirit. That your emotions won't rule you, but you will walk by the Spirit. And you'll be led by the Spirit as a child of God. Prince of Peace, we ask you to come in. Prince of Peace, come and reset our mind. Lord, that we can truly see you, see your face, that we can tabernacle with you. That we lean not on our own understandings, but all our ways we acknowledge you, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to direct our path. We ask you to come and put us on the right path, that we don't go to the left or to the right, but that we would walk in the path and on the path that you have predestined for us to walk on. In Jesus' holy name. Lord, I thank you for peace. I speak life over each person here today. Life. Life, life. Resurrection power dwells in you. Life. Lord, I ask you to come and breathe your breath of life into each person here today. And I just say, your will be done, your kingdom come. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. So we're just going to put some music on now and let you just tabernacle.